Colossians chapter 3. Rules for holy living. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all, and all is in and is all in you. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish and other with all wisdom, and as with you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Father God, open our hearts and our minds. May you speak to us, and may we grow closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Rules for Holy Living is the title that's in the Bible today, in the NIV. When Ben puts together the rota, he gives each week a little title, and his title for today was Hearts and Minds. Where those come together, I don't know, but we'll maybe pick that apart later. But we continue with our canter through Colossians, and it gets personal. Certainly for me, anyway. Those last few verses that we read there. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, I know I've said this before here, so forgive me if you heard it before, but I'm going to say it again. This passage is very important to me. It was on a PCC away day many, many years ago. We went to Fursey Manor in the New Forest, and we all had some time on our own, and I was sitting, I can remember it now, picture it now in my mind, I was sitting in a little bay window looking out across the garden, and very unusually for me, this passage came into my mind. Not the words, but the actual passage, you know, Colossians 3:16. Unusual, to say the least, for me. So I had to go off and find a Bible, because I didn't have one with me. And it was a time when I was thinking about reader ministry, or licensed lay ministry, as we call it nowadays. We're at a time in our lives where the children were a certain age. I was working, Sue was working, and I just felt that this was confirmation that I should go forward to see if this vocation was right for me. And I went through, and yes, 22 years on, here I am up front again preaching to you lot. But that's a bit selfish of me, because this isn't my passage. Paul wrote this to the members of the church in Colossae, which, although he didn't establish it, he felt a responsibility towards it, as it was close to Ephesus, where he had been. He was writing to oppose false teaching, which was becoming commonplace regarding worship of spiritual rulers and authorities. Maybe he might have included Halloween celebrations if he had known about them in those days. But he was also preaching against the practices of circumcision and strict food rules. Now, I thought this passage was a bit like this. Bit of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Is that Ben, Clive, and me, or maybe Gary, Sam, and John? I don't know. The first part of the passage is definitely the bad and the ugly, and the second part is the good. The first few verses are an entreaty to his readers that, as they have faith in the risen Lord, then they should set their hearts and minds on things above and put to death the earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. Well, that list will have put some of us on warning, and a feeling of unworthiness can overcome us. You might hope that Paul would have thought he would leave it at that on this letter and maybe return to it later in another one, just to soften the blow a bit. But no, he goes on. They must also rid themselves of anger, malice, rage, slander, and filthy language. Crikey, if you think about it, that covers nearly all our television programs and much of what lands on our social media. And how much of our own lives? What do we think about this list? It seems such a tall order, an impossibility to achieve. What do you think the Colossian church's reaction would have been? They might not have had the internet and TV and what have you. They didn't have TV and the internet and what have you. But they had the same human emotions, and sinfulness would have been prevalent then as now. Paul says, don't kid yourself or others, because you have put off your old self and taken on a new one. Whatever you were before, you no longer are. We, like the Colossian church, are changed irrevocably and forever. And Paul has that reassurance for them and us that Christ is all and is in all. We are a changed people. These are the core issues of the second part of the passage, and the ones which gave me the confidence to go forward with my lay ministry training. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father. Does this help in our approach to our daily lives? Of course it does. There is so much darkness, conflict, injustice, starvation, hopelessness. We need the peace of Christ. There are so many people who live frightened by everything they see around them, the fighting, the abuse, the climate change, the world domination. But all these things pale into insignificance in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was and is to come, Sovereign Lord. Believe and trust in him, and he will give us peace. Our own lives must be a light to the world. We must stand up and speak up for good. And the way that we can have confidence to do that is to be rooted in God's word, the Bible. I can make as many excuses as anyone about why I read the Bible and study the Bible so little, but there really is no excuse. People in other parts of the world are literally dying to study the word of God Christ. So why am I so pathetic? If we are to be instruments of God's plan, then we need to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. We can gather together as Christians in freedom, although there seems to be some picking and choosing about that. I've always considered my church family to be just that, family. Yes, there are stresses and strains on occasion, but when Sunday lunch is served up, everyone comes. So why do we pick and choose? Why don't we all turn up to meet as family every week? Because when we do, we can all sing together psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in our hearts. Our lives need to be a light to the world. If we are to proclaim the message of good news, what people see and hear from us and in us is very important. Our lives must be marked out as different from what the world around us would have us be. If we go around gossiping against people, swearing, lying, acting immorally, then the people who see that are not going to be attracted to the word, to the love of God, and the blessings of his life in them. As the reading says, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Finally, in acknowledgement of all we receive from God and the blessings he showers on us, we should be grateful, giving thanks for all that we have. So in order to accomplish our mission for Jesus, we need to show the fruit of the Spirit as it's listed here. Clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, love, and unity. When we live with the mark of the fruit in our lives, not only do we honor God, but we make him attractive to others and worthy of following. That title that I mentioned to you earlier, Hearts and Minds, where are our hearts and minds focused today? Where were they yesterday? Where will they be this week? Hopefully not on the bad and the ugly, but on the good. Not on the nonsense of Halloween, but on the goodness of Christ crucified for our eternal salvation. What are we going to do differently this week as our response to this week, this reading? Maybe we all need to focus on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. He died that we might have life, life in all its fullness, and eternally at that. And if we are able to respond today, and if we can show more of the spirit of the fruit in our lives, and if that is seen in us by those we meet, and if they want to know why we are like we are. And if we tell them, and they're interested, and if we then invite them to a service or to join our Alpha course, and if they do that, they'll grow in a relationship with Jesus. And then they will be assured of God's blessings and eternal life. That's not too much to ask or expect, is it? Let's pray. Lord, may we focus on that sacrifice that Jesus made. He gave up everything for us. Many times we say, oh, we can't do that. I haven't got time. I can't do that. Because of that reason or this reason. I can't afford to do that, but then I can afford to do other things. My life is this way, I can't change, but through Christ, all things are possible. My family, my work colleagues make it difficult. Was being spat at, hit, crucified, and pierced. Was that easy? There are no ifs about Jesus' love for us. Lord, may your Spirit strengthen us. May your Spirit empower us. May your Spirit give us the words and the actions to do and to speak. May your Spirit bless us as we seek to share you with others. And may your name be glorified in all that we say and do and think. Because you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, who loves us unconditionally with no ifs and buts. Amen.